one, Sadie Tess. We learned Aloch Isis Shul Devrayim Ein La'avinos Am B'yadayim Kedei Levatlo. That's Sifav. V'im Asa Kem B'meizit Asa Aval Nafal Mi'atzmam V'ein B'heta Kedei Levatlo Ma Ba'alov Levatlo. So the Rechava passes that in Isit Rabbanon you can be Mevatl that if it's you can be mabalov mavato, right? V'yesh omen de ein levatel istu. Rabban Ramos says ola hosif olav kimo be isidi raisif v'chein noogim v'ein l'shanos. So in terms of this halacha, so the Taz points out and the Shach. As the task point, this is, depends on the sugi and beitza by atzei muksa ma'abalov and mevatlo, which is only nisid rabbanon. Most is mikli kol yisur, machlok shoshonim, where the mikli kol yisur is, namely that the it's being burnt up. So by the time you come to benefit from these coals, right, the etzim are their coals, so they're no longer etzim. So is that coming to answer the question of davishesh matirin, or also how he's, you know, Mabalov and Mavatlo? But the is that in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Chanukah, it says, that Moshe Shema Shibaneh, the extra oil that's left over, it's Ois Yotess in the Shach. Koshav Orachaim Simon Tov Resh Ayin Zayin Sosim Hamachaber because of the Mosa Hashem and Shibanei Chanukah Shenis Av B'Shem and Acha V'Ein Boshish Levatlo V'Yesh Mishom She'Ein LaHosel V'Levatlo. Right, and it says, and what is it? Machaber's Lashon continues, which the Shach is not called Ella Oselom Adu Bifnei Atzmo V'Sofa. Right, so you can't just Mevatlo it, and Chanukah's the shemen that's hooks on the tzvasa is only drabonin, and still he's the mechaba there is soysim. And he says that there's that you can't be mevatel, right? You can't be mosav olav mevatel. So the Shach suggests for Shemi Yesh Lechalik the Hossam came in the Huxl Mitzvaso Chomet Fei the Doichuk, right? That somehow Huxl Mitzvaso should be more Chomo than another Isid Rabbanon. The principle of Huxl Mitzvaso is a derisive principle. Where do you see it?
In
Sukkot
it says
Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim Alachim Yigah. Chal Chal Asukkah, because it says Chag Asukkah Tas. So Chag and Sukkah are, you know, juxtaposed, so it's a heckish between them. So Chag is interpreted not the holiday, but Chag, the Kom Chagiga. And the Sukkah, since it's Sukkot Mitzvah, that's Lechavit in Diraisa, learned from Midrasha. So that same halacha applies to Neiros Chanukah, presumably. That's what the Shach is saying. Since it's a Yeraisa principle, maybe it's more Chomer. But it's difficult. The conception, you know, the conceptual notion of Huxa Mitzvah may be Yeraisa. But the instance here of Chanukah is certainly only Drabonin. How can I ever get beyond that it's a Drabonin? So that's what bothers the Shach. The Doichik, right?
Okay. That's the question to begin with. He's quoting the Yishmael Shomer over there. It's not Mechaber was really so same to Menachem.
Yeah, but he only quotes one opinion, Yishmael Shomer, but he doesn't quote the other opinion there. And here he quotes Ein ma'avid osu b'dayin k'dei levatel v'im osu k'em b'meizit osu. But if there's not behet k'dei levatlo, so it's ma'bel avim levatlo. So the stam halacha here is that you can be ma'bel avim levatlo. And the stam halacha there, it doesn't quote another opinion, is that you can't be mosif alav levatlo. So it's a stira, right? So the Beis Halevi gives a very interesting answer on this question. The Beis Halevi is in his Kuntras on Chanukah. You know, you have it in this in the Chumash between Bereshis and Shmos. And he suggests like this, that in this halacha, that in Isid Rabbanon, you can be Mosif Olav Mevatlo, he says that only applies when it's not an Isa Hano, an Isa Achila, right? But it, or by Muksa, it's an Isa Ishtamshas, whatever, right? But by Isa Hano, he suggests that the Bittl itself is the Hano. In other words, when you're Mosif Olav Mevatlo, you're being Nene from the Shem and Shel Ner Chanukah. Because you are now richer, to quote President-elect, you know, rich than more than you were before. Because even though you're not Nen at this point, but your balance sheet, so to speak, is going up in value to the extent of the value of this Shem and that was before lost and now is being added to you. And that itself is Hanor. You know, it's being mevatel, being mosif, that's a form of hanor. Because you're benefiting in the sense that now you own that, you know, you can, later on you'll use it, but at this point, you've taken shemen that was usa, and you've made it shemen that's... So, you know, the bittel itself, says the Beis Halevi, itself is hanor.
A little bit about that today. It's a catch-22, right? If you... The bittel is the hanor, so then... You're getting
Hana,
so then if the Bittul should work, if the Bittul doesn't work, then there's no Hana.
No, you're saying... No,
is he saying that the Bittul should work, or that it's just
also
to do it?
It's also to do, because that itself will be Hana.
So...
It doesn't mean that wouldn't work. I mean, then...
It's not like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, because he said that the reason why you shouldn't do it, the reason why we say it doesn't work is because...
Would
you
want
to stop you to do?
I
mean,
the Maisa, right. The Maisa Bittl itself being is a form of Hana. Whether because of that, you know, should the Knas therefore.
That sounds a little weird. You could get. Well, let's say someone else bottles it. So you're getting.
But how did that person get?
Because now you're richer because someone else bottled it.
No, you're richer because you will now own the Semen.
That's what I'm saying. So if someone else would bottle it, I would also have been Nana from Israel now.
Yeah. In other words, having said it was Usa and now becomes Mutta, and now you have the benefit of it, potentially, that itself is Hana. Anyway, but the Beis Halevi's answer is that there's a distinction between Isa Hana, which Moshe, right, yeah. The Shem Shemaneh Chanukah is, and what? And Isa Achila, right? Or the Gemara's case, for that matter, you know, Muksa. So I wanted to give a different answer to this question. Yeah.
Someone's also right to be, you can't use it for the mitzvah, but here, I don't see why it would be aser b'na, because let's say you could potentially still use it for the mitzvah, you would be, you have, let's say, this little bit, and you add more to it. You could still use that if you'd want to. You could still use it for the next year for the mitzvah. You're not. I don't see why it should be also not in the sense that you could still accomplish the mitzvah for it.
You mean store it for a year, right?
Right. But I'm saying that.
So you're saying use it for next year's Kabbalah.
That's the halacha.
One of the Achronim, I think, say his answer.
That what?
The halacha puts them on Tzatzah. Generally, again, there is the Tzatzah.
I think one of the Achronim answer with what you're saying, that it's not a bittel, because you could use it for the mitzvah next year. But then I think one of the other Rechumim, I forgot, but they say it's not bittul. That's not bittul. That's just. It's a.
But in, okay, but it says in Shulchan Aruch that you shouldn't do it, right? By Hanukkah. And this,
yeah.
And what in that?
I'm saying like by Kuslei Sukkah, the problem is like right now it's functioning as a mitzvah, you know, vatal mitzvah, so that you take away the wall. It's not
right.
Functioning
right.
To perform the mitzvah of the year. I don't see why it would have the. I don't see it to be unified as a gather of what generally. So I was saying I don't think generally the gather of hooks and mitzvah also carries with it in Israel right now.
Well, by it is.
Or
I mean,
only in
the
context.
By sukkah is also
b'hanah. Or okay, but then I guess only in the context of right now it's functioning as a wall of the sukkah or something, or it's still sukkahs and you
remove the. Right. So I mean, it's a good question, but you see, the shemit. I mean, why should you're asking an independent question? Why should Shemen Shemnei Chana, Moshe Shemen Shemnei Chana, means it's after Chanukah, why is it still Huxel Mitzvasa? It's not Huxel Mitzvasa, it's after Chanukah. So it should be like Atzei Sukkah after Sukkos.
Yes, sir.
Right. I mean, that's a good question. I mean, why is it that you have to mevatel it all? I mean that the sukkahs also b'hanor is only b'shas that the sukkahs kind, right? We're doing sukkahs. Because it says what?
Sorry. It's not. I mean, the shach rejected it, but if we're rejecting that comparison, so hashmisha mitzvah, it's not the same level. It's not chutzal mitzvah so now, but it's just something that you can't use for chol because hashmisha mitzvah.
Tashmisha mitzvah nizvokin. So I mean, apparently the answer is that Shemit Shemnei Chanukah is not only Huxa mitzvah. So this is actually what I want to talk about. I mean, why is it Shemit Shemnei Chanukah that is also lehonis from the Nei Chanukah? So some say that it's right because I mean the Gemara itself says it's bizer mitzvah avu in the kulam dam because it says that just like this halacha. That when it's when one says vun the kulam dam, what's dam? In other words, it says because it says that when you do kisya dam, you should do it biyad v'lo beregel, right? Kisya biyado v'lo beregel, because just to kick the dirt on the blood is a bizayin to the mitzvah. So there's a locha you shouldn't do it in shelo mitzvah p'tzilus olav. And if you're a nana for the ner Chanukah, so. The simple pshat is that's bizoyin in the mitzvah. That's one possible reason. I mean, there's another reason also that if you're nana from the ner Chanukah, so it's not hukkah that's a ner Chanukah, so it's a regular ner, right? But there may be another reason, and I think that may be relevant to this hadin shulchan aruch, which will answer your question, and is that the shemesh ner Chanukah is like the menorah in the base of mikdash that is hektish, and. Just if we can just talk about it for a second, since we're on the verge of Chanukah, the association of Chanukah with the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash. So we know that the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash has certain associations with Ner Chanukah, namely, first of all, it's the Ner Es Halala, which is taken, I think, from the Maseches Sofrim, Ner Es Halala Kodeshem, means that it's Kodesh. So it's not just Huxl Mitzvah, so it's like it's Hektish. So if it's hektish, then it's hektish. Why should it be like it's hektish? Because again, parallels that we know in the base of Mikdash, and that we know from the Ramban, the famous Ramban, that says that you know that in interpreting why Aaron HaKohen, you know, Chol Shadaito, that the Nesima had a role and. And says the Ramban says the Balosu Shulchok, you know, Gdolim Mishalahem, that the chelik that he had, namely in lighting the menorah, was greater than the Siyim, because what is it referencing? Because it's referencing the role that the Chashmonoim played in what? And right, so therefore you see, so Shulchok is the Neilas of Chanukah. So again, you see this association between the Neiros of Chanukah and and what? And
Mikdash.
And the Mikdash. So the one also who says that the reason it's also is the Balamor there in Shabbos, says the reason it's also to be Nenis is because it's like Hektish. So if we think of the menorah as being Hektish, right, and the Shemesh is Hektish, so then maybe, this is what I was thinking, that the halacha, what does it say then, what is the Mechaber saying in Hilchos Chanukah? What's his lashon? He says, Moshe Shemesh Shemeneh, the Shach was part of it, he says, the Moshe Shemesh Shemeneh Chanukah, Shenes Av B'Shemen Acha, V'em B'Shish Nevato, Yesh Mishom She'en L'Hosev Olo Levatlo, right? And then the Mechaber continues, Ela Oselo Meduva B'Fnei Atzma V'Sofo, right? What does that mean? V'Oselo Meduva B'Fnei Atzma V'Sofo. He should say, you can't be Mevatel it, so whatever it is, it's Menenik Borim. You know, what does he mean, the Oselo Meduva B'Fnei Atzma, right? So the impression you get, I think you might have heard this in the Rav, I'm not sure, but the impression you get is that it's like Psula HaMukdoshim. So Psula HaMukdoshim, that a torn Sreifa, is Mitzvah Surkach. The Kima Mitzvah Psula HaMukdoshim is that you should burn it, right? So maybe that's why you shouldn't be Mevatalit. You know, it's Bedafka, you should be Mekai Mitzvasa. Now the Mitzvasa of Psula HaMukdoshim is Mitzvah. So, and as if it was just a regular Issa Rabbanan, even Issa Hanoah maybe, so then we would say that most of the love of Mavatlo. But this is not a regular, what do you call it, Issa Rabbanan. This is Psula Mekdoshim, it's Mitzvah Surkach. And therefore, you can't be Mavatlo. You can't be most of the love of Mavatlo.
And it's the same Tochak Any mahalach in Hilchos Mitzvasa is going to be the shach's going to call Dilcha because it doesn't work with the Maharal Rodenberg. But
no, his question about Dilcha is not
No, I'm saying the reason why he thinks it's thinks it's Dilcha within itself, but also it doesn't the shita that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening is Maharal Rodenberg who makes the dimyan in his mahalach, right? So
it's not the answer to the second question.
It's different than the first question.
Oh yeah, two questions. I'm saying any
the Taina of the Maharal Rutenberg, you know, his Taina will still be there.
His Taina, the fact that that's not the Maharal from the Shulchan Aruch because Shulchan Aruch is passing
Well, we
had to say there.
We don't have to say with the Maharal Rutenberg though.
Oh,
I'm asking. Right. I mean, this is assuming the Chabad, Soysim, two places, that's like the Maharal Rutenberg. So maybe Chanukah is unique. It's a different reason.
Right. I'm just saying that the Torah in Archai and Paskin's Maharal, and this year's about it, quotes, and then the
Machaber
quotes it. It's
Mashtas,
he's Paskin.
But I'm just saying, so then it's not. Yeah. I'm just saying, you don't have to say that.
All of these sources are within the Shach, in the Sosa, that he's.
I understand that if you take all the Shach's assumptions, then you're left with the same question. I'm just saying, maybe it's a different reason, right? It's not based. It's a different. The Mechaber has a different reason there by Chanukah, a unique reason, and what lends credence to it is because the Mechaber continues. Also, Medur b'fnei atzov and Kama. This idea that Neiros Chanukah are somehow linked to the Neiros of the Beis Hamikdash. I told you to ignore the Balamor, the Rav quote. The Rav quoted, and I think he used to quote an Avnei Nezer, which no one could find. But whether Avnei Nezer says it or not, and the whole principle is a chiddush. But he said that Avnei Nezer says in the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Chanukah that it depends how you read the Rambam. But he thought that all the years, the 200 years that the Beis Hamikdash was extant after the days of Chanukah, they didn't institute. Lashon Acheres instituted Bahal of the Hodor, right? But lighting of the menorah, and then he says, then the Rav says, Umadlikim Bos Haneros. Doesn't sound like this is what he is. So it wasn't the next year that they did that. The Hal of Hodor was the next year. But the Neros of Chanukah was done 200 years later, only after the Churban. But all the years that the Beis Hamikdash was standing, and there was a menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, they had not yet, they didn't institute the halacha of lighting Chanukah candles. because he had the note. So that shows also a link, right? You know, the Neilus of Hanukkah are a substitute for the Neilus in the Beis Hamikdash. Right, but of course you have to believe that. But anyway, it's a good proof to quote if you believe it. But I and the Rav said it was about, I remember him saying it Avnei Nezer, but I didn't see it in the Avnei Nezer. What? Because it's not mentioned. Right. I mean, there's a lot of discussion why it's not mentioned Al Hanisim.
Also, I heard that you used to explain why Bisham and Bissell are arguing about it. What were they doing for the past 100 years? So, no, they don't have a full answer, but they're just lighting in the basement because they weren't doing, you know, in the houses.
Right. Actually, I mean, your point is well taken, but of course, Hillel and Shammai were contemporaries of the Beis Hamikdash, right? He lived when the Beis Hamikdash was still extant.
Okay.
Right? But Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, so it could be Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai extended much later. I have another proof, and that is, maybe I'll talk about it next week, you know, for Hanukkah. There's a Ravid at the end of Hilchos Brachos, and the Ravid speaks about why we make the bracha Hadlik Ne'er Shel Hanukkah, right? Why is it that Al, not La? Al Ne'er Hanukkah, right? Why La? I mean, the Ravid is actually, it's interesting, it's an interesting Ravid because he's explaining a Rambam, really. He's coming to mefarish the Rambam. So you see the Ravid is a mefarish of the Rambam. That's it's not the position the Ravid usually takes. But he does on occasion. You know, Chaim talks about it, the Ravid is interpreting the Rambam. But he gives two reasons. Next week, believe me, I'll talk about the second reason. But the Ravid gives one reason. He says the reason we make lahadlik is because it's a borrowed bracha. You know, because the Ravid's principle, based on the Rambam, he interprets the Rambam that in the mitzvah drabanan, you don't say la. That's why you say al mikra mikil, because it's only drabanan, because it's like rishus. So the question then he asks is, why is it lahadlik ne'ashel Hanukkah? So he says maybe his first answer is that maybe he says that maybe the bracha was borrowed. For the mitzvah of lining chem, it lahadlik ne'er was the bracha they made on the lining of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, and that's the Araisa. So it's a borrowed bracha. So,
Drabanan would generally be al?
And Drabanan would generally not be al. That's the way the Rambam holds.
It would be al.
Actually, Drabanan would generally be al, not la.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Right, and so, from that Rambam, also you see that association. But then the Ravid gives another reason, inami, because she'ein lo kitzva. So we'll have to talk about that next week. What does the Ravid mean by that? And why should that make a difference? I mean, ein lo kitzva, it sounds like it's this mahadrin and mahadrin and mahadrin, and so on. So it's not just this, and therefore the bracha is lo, not al. What does the Ravid mean by that?
Usually when things are ein lo kitzva, we don't make any bracha, right? Like, Stucker,
that's what someone said about Stucker. Right. Stucker is not just because they're kids for it's because it's been on the Chavei, we just don't make a bracha on that, the Maaseh Mitzvah. But it may be related to that. So we'll have to think about what he means. I mean, Pashut, he's talking about in Lokitsu means because there's Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin. But what does that have to do with anything? But so that's a Hanukkah discussion. So we'll leave it for next week. But anyhow. Okay, let's continue. So last week we spoke about everybody knew that the shiur was 11 o'clock today, right? Was that clear?
Yeah, someone had the.
Right, because next week I think, did I,
Maybe it has an upshot or something?
I think, yeah.
On January 1st, no?
So, that's January 1st, maybe.
That's Rabbi Saturday, no? Upshot is 2 weeks.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I must say, I don't remember either.
Is it the last day of Chanukah?
January 1st is Sunday?
Yeah.
I think it's the last day of Hanukkah, so it's not
so
next
it's
week.
So 2 weeks.
Right. Okay. So next week we're on regular time. But next week is... Right. Okay. That's good. So last week we spoke about Chos V'Neir. Now Sif Zion. We'll have to do it. So in terms of, because just the end of the Rama, the Rama says, "Kazayis cholah shenof lamayim nisbatal b'shishim, v'achakach nosim in hamayim l'ktera shel bosa muta af al pi she'ein b'bosa shishim neged hacholav shrei nisbatal b'mayim v'chol kiyot." That's not called mavatal nisbatchatchila, right? Because it fell in by itself into the water. But if I take the milk and be mevatel it in the water with the intention of then putting it into meat, that the Shach says that would be mevatel yisufatfila, right? So what does the Shach say? Va'ach kach nachol min hamayim u'btos chatas klal. This is Oysa Chof Beis in the Shach. Yesh omrim. Oh no, klal pehe din yural. I'm sorry. They came to find the spatel, ve'ein lahakshes a guf adin pshita the hakol isha bottle b'shishin yeshem b'shem dil kamon simin reis tzalites nispar the heter beheter lo shayach bittel k'mashmon the hocha lo aminin hochi v'ayin sham. Right, that's by Osba Kilayim b'chein hu b'isa beheter klal chof dalin. Shaminin de heta beheta mi a bottle im nafal chol of lamayim. So the chiddush is, because some say that heta beheta lo bottle, like it's not a taroves. It's like the famous ran by David Shishna Matirin, right? So, but here, even if heta beheta is not bottle, but if it's mimbishen omino, right, in lach belach, then it is bottle. Because it depends on the sinas tam. And there's no time, so it'll be bottled. But you can't do it, the Rishach says, I'm a nas, bottle in the water, and then put it into the, subsequently put it into the basa. Okay.
Why isn't it, why Taka, wouldn't you say that, Havamina, that there was no
bittul
because of Sadr Hetter, so right now you're being bottled as Rishach Chachila, when you add the water and milk to the basa?
No. If you would have thought that there's no bittel, so that's what the Shach says. That's the chiddush, because heta behet is not bottle. Apparently, there is bittel, at least of the water, of the milk in the water, because it's not nice and tam.
So when we say there's no bittel heta behet, that's by.
One of the answers is by lach belach min b'shein omino, especially by what we spoke about, even related to the other, by Chos V'Neir, since it's a bittel of tam, and the tam disappears. So mimela, whatever, it's not the isa, but it doesn't exist anymore because the tam is gone. All right. We're going to get back to talk about heta b'heta, though.
Okay.
We're going to get back to it. Okay. Now this is the next halacha is a Rashba. Im nivla isa muat l'toch kli basa, im dalko shall also kli l'shtamish bo b'shefa. Heta, mutu l'shtamish bo l'chatchila, kevin shah isa muat, v'evshel lavo l'idei nesidas tam. Kefikach isa mashu shenivla b'kdeira o b'toch kankanim k'yotzibem. Mutu l'shtamis bo l'chadchila, v'afilu b'ben yom ola fishi, efshe lova l'idei nesinas tam. Avim nivla b'kli shedak l'shtamis l'itim b'dov amuot, ki karo, ki yotze bo osu l'shtamis, afilu b'shef, v'gzeir Hashem y'shtamis bo b'dov amuot, v'yov l'idei nesinas tam. So if the kli this is a Rashba, is intended to be used for Shefa, right? The normal, the way you use it is with large amounts, industrial, you know, this is important, Allah, in obviously an industrial context. So then, since it'll normally, in its normal use, it'll be bottled many times over. So that's not called Mavatlis Lechatchila, that's permitted. I mean, it could be because the Rashba holds a Mavatlis. I mean, we don't know what would the Raiva would think. And if you think that Mavatlis Lechatchila is a Din D'oraisa, so Mishtamish B'Shefa doesn't seem like a very, you know, that should be a Chilik. But if you think it's a Drabonon, since it's not going to come Liday Nisina's Tam, so, right, so then it's Mutta. There's a long Taz here. The Taz says that there's also, that maybe he requires that it should be Mishtamish B'Shefa, Kli Godel, also, you know, that is Nifkam, that's an Eina Ben Yomo. I mean, this is important. For example, we have, if you have large tankers that companies use, right? So even if there would be a Blias Isa in the tanker, I'm talking, let's say, these trucks, so depending on the thickness, if you calculate the thickness of the walls, so there's always shishim, right?
There's always shishim of the volume, can I get that?
Kineged, right. Yeah. It's not always, I mean, you have to make that calculation. Rybelski used to make these kind of calculations in his mind, but, you know, with pi and his comfort, anyhow. So, what?
There's a math guy.
So I'm just saying it's relevant in our contemporary context also, because we've tried to set up a system of kashering tankers, but it's, you know, not all tankers going from every plant and so on. So if you have that general principle, it makes things a lot easier.
Do we generally say that stainless steel will never come to Nisina's Tam anyways? So is this Rajba, like in general?
No. Stainless steel. No, we don't rely on that.
Is there really saying two separate? I'm confused. The Rajba that we're talking about is where it's Shefa, Kineged, the Blios, right?
Correct.
Well, Rebbe was talking about the tankers is where it's Shishim, Kineged, the entire tanker.
Because.
Right? Because
because we don't know. I mean, the Bliya might have been something before, but even if you calculate that there's always Shishim against it,
because of the same Isur,
it's exactly because we know what the Isur is that went there, and I can't. Because even if the whole thing was the Isur, still the Shishim against it.
I was saying that when we were informed of a tshuva about like tuna fish cans or Shechter, how that when they steam them, the way they make them is they steam them so that he was comfortable with using this Rashba as like a sniff lahakel, but not using it.
I don't know, but the Rashba he had, I mean, you know, there is I think what is an Issa in the Het about, you know, where the Bliya goes through, you know, Matches, Chazok, whatever, there's different kinds and so on, but we generally don't. You know, we don't align that, you know, we know in reality that, you know, there's not going to be the Nisina's Tam going through a metal, you know, metal equipment. And Rybelski said he wants to ask Rav Moshe about that, but we don't, you know, the whole Hechsher Kalim in the Torah that, you know, the Shishim Kenegah, the entire Bliya within the Kli, you know, with the Dofner Kli, does it really penetrate all the way to the end of the Kli? Does it penetrate at all? Is it just that adhesion to the outside? You know, so how do you deal with that? That's a different issue.
Well, it's Rashba, we would say. If there's no Nisina's Tam, then it's never.
The Rashba is saying a different thing. The Rashba is a Chidush of Vatlis Lechatchila. He's saying that since it'll always, you know, apparently the Rashba thinks that the reason Eim Vatlis Lechatchila, I mean, it's a simple interpretation, is a Drabonon. That Drabonon is because, you know, you have to be careful not to Vatl, because maybe you won't have Shishim. But if it's something where you will always have Shishim, right? Because it's Darko Lishtamis B'Shefa. So there's usually, you know, there'll always be Shishim against it. But even in a case where, let's say it's a case, a unique case, he says, let's say it's a Kala, where you won't have Shishim, where you do have Shishim, but just only because of the circumstance that they did it, because the amount of Bli was very small, that the Rashba doesn't apply there, because it's exactly that, you know, in a place where you don't have that circumstance. Okay, let's start the next siman. Biri the Hainu Kagon Namola or Of Tame Vigid Hanasha for Avim in Achai Ubeitu Shieshba Efroach Kyotze Behem Afilu Be Elef Lo Betela Be Ein Lo Din Biria Elim Kain Hudova Shahoyabo Chius La Fuke Chita Achas Shal Isa. V'chein tzorach shihei dover she'osu mitchilas priyoso. La'fuki of toshilis nabel. V'sho hanisko. V'chein tzorach shihei dover sholom. Shemiyacholok ein shmo olav. La'fuki chelev. V'chein tzorach shihei sholom. So, this is a loch of birya. The birya is not bottle, right? So if it's an organic whole, which has its own unique identity. The example is, let's say, Namola, an ant, or an insect. So that has a lach of birya, correct? And it's not bottle. Now, the Taz points out that this halach of birya is only a drabonah, but it's based on a dirai sedin, namely, that if you eat in Namola, right, you get malchus. It's considered as if, because since it has the chshivas of being a birya, it's considered like you ate the shear, because the Torah asked it, but it was birya. So it says here, birya dehainu, look in the shach, in the taz, the chshivas de birya shalot tia b'teila hu midrabanan, the kevish min ha-Torah ye chshivas lokin al achilasa afilu hi pochus mikizayis. Do the stomach, the whole stomach siv etzel minim tmeim. Lo sochal osam afilo hem ktanim. Al kochach ichmiru babonim betarovis shalahem. Avum min ha-Torah hi betela kisha isurim. V'naf kaminila in yitzofik. I havi birya o lo havi sveked rabonim. O botol. If it's a suffix, whether it's a birya, since the whole halacha of birya is only drabanan, so the Taz says it'll be mutter because it's a sveka drabanan. V'chein b'chol hadvam daminan l'kaman she'enem b'telim k'gon roi l'skabid o dover she'beminyin aval I havid vaday birya o echad mihani she'en mispatlim el she'isu suffix b'ze afil b'elef lo botol. So the whole halach of birya is only drabanan, and the Beis Yosef says, the halach of birya is only drabanan, right? And therefore, suffix will be mutter. Not to be sure, I meant to say the Taz. Now, this halach of birya comes to make life difficult for us, especially as relates to, you know, vegetables nowadays. Let's say broccoli or Brussels sprouts, which people have discovered are commonly, you know, infected with tiny insects, usually aphids, which are very hard to find and see. So if they would be mixed up with, let's say, in the broccoli or Brussels sprouts, often they should be bottled, right? Why then? Because they should be bottled because you can't find them, right? Why they're not bottled? Because they're a birya, right? Now, in that halacha, which, right, we're going to see the Pesachim Shiva talks about it, but in terms of the halacha, birya may be different than other things that are not bottle. A Abiria and Davachoshu, these things that are not bottle, maybe it's not just a din the chalois bittel, that there's no bittel, but Biri is mafkir the tarovas. Because since it's choshuv, it stands out by itself, right? So, for example, well, you know, or like it goes a prach and all these things that are not bottle. So it's not just if it goes a prach, let's say, in terms of vatlis chatchila, let's say you had a goes a prach, it's one of the things that are not bottle, right? The fancy kind of nuts, whatever they are. It's only if it's the whole nut, right? And then you crush all these nuts, right? It's a bitarovas. So they wouldn't be bottle. Now they're not chosher, but by doing that, you're mevatel isl chatchila, right?
It's by nisr derabanan.
What?
It's not by nisr derabanan. So if you hold, if the bear, if the shein bear is mafkia, the title is to begin with, then maybe even according to that, the mechaber.
Right, because I mean, it's not considered to be nolad b'tarovas, for example. Exactly, because when you crush it, you're by doing that, you're creating the tarovas. Because before that, it wasn't a tarovas. So we'll see about this in terms of other consequences between dovah choshev and so on. For example, we'll see how it plays out. Now it says, look at the first pisketchuv in the mola. I am a sefer kaf kresu plesi shalamin heta al the molim hagdelim beperos v'kemach she'afim pirshu betelim b'shishim derei hada biri ena betela davke kishi also mitchilas b'yoso when the mola ain also mitchilas b'yoso da kodem she pirshu haisim uteris aka. So he has an iluyas, like the kresi says. That one of the criteria we have that is osu mitchilas b'yoso, right? So these toloim, they only become osu once they're poirish by minapri and shoris al haaretz. So at the beginning, they shouldn't be called the biria, the ones in the peiros, because they were never shoris al haaretz. V'ayin b'tshuvas tur ha'evin. Shecholik al zeh uposuk d'mikre biria v'ayin b'teilim. Ayin Shan. Ayin Chuvish Mishkin Chiankov. Shalamit Heta Achal Hamiluvin. Umasik Limsos Chus Vitzad Heta Alachilis Kemach. Bimos Hachama. Afshu Koval Vada Shieshbo. Their flower, especially seasonally, was, you know, had these kind of bugs or insects. So he's looking for a heter for that, and he found some heter, right? We in America, our flour generally doesn't have a problem. I don't know why it is that it's really flour. You know, one of the things they always have, they do in Nakba and so on, they have more of a problem. But the reason we don't have a problem with the with our flour, the way it's processed, I actually went to the plant to see, there's a General Mills plant in Buffalo, I went to see. As the raw flour, you know, the new flour comes in, they put it through a machine. It just slips my mind right now what it's called, but it rotates the flour against very, very quickly in a thing like that, and then it continues to fall down. It's not a centrifuge. I forgot what it's. There's a special name for it. Its purpose is this: if there are any, these insects come from eggs. So what it does is it shatters the eggs because it takes the flour and these almost microscopic eggs and it hits it against the side of this metal thing, it's not that big, and then it goes down. So these eggs never hatch, right? So and if it's just the tiny fragments of this egg, they're microscopic or they're very tiny and they're not a biria, they're bottle, And that's how, I mean, but of course, if you have flour stored in a moist place for a very long time, you know, you can come. There was just recently a problem. Did you see there was a notice about the barley for, was it Kemach, I think? Or Geffen, right? Geffen. That they had...
worms?
Yeah, it was infested a little bit. So, you know, but that, I don't think that necessarily came from the...
Huh?
We don't know exactly whether it was in the storage or something like that. But in America, it's much less of a problem in general, talking about the flour, what he talks as opposed to Israel.
So you don't need to check the flour?
Who checks flour in America?
Yeah,
in Israel, everybody...
Parents doesn't really bake much, that's why I'm asking that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so in Israel, everybody checks their flour, right? Or many people, should say everybody, right? I don't think Ben Gurion checked his flour often. But, you know... I don't know why this. I remember there's a Rabbi Revach. You know if you know who he is, but he gives a lot of hashgachas at Talmud Chacham. We work with him a lot. And I remember he came to my office and he said, "Oh, the flour's always." So we went to the store, bought a, you know, 5 pounds of flour, and looked. We couldn't find anything in it. You know, he was quite disappointed. Now in this halacha, I just want to talk about. In this halach of birya, right, it comes up to us in several guises. I don't know if that's the right word, but you know we're dealing with here in the halach of bittul, right? But the Taz says, and the halach of bittul birya is only a drabanan, but it's based on a deraisa din, right? That if you eat in the mala, you'd be like the birya, right? So that halacha that birya is considered kashir. So why don't we have it in the halach of isur, right? Right. You know, like a sheish and so on. But we have it also in another place where it relates to bracha. Because toisis is mesupuk. If you eat a grape, as an example, right, do you make a bracha achrayna? Because since a grape offhand is a birya, right, so is that called, or is it a birya that you should make a bracha choyin on? That's like your eating kizayis.
Rebbe's assuming that the definition of birya is going to be the same as we have here.
So that's one of the difficulties. What's Tosis Shaila? Because it's different than this definition here. Because, so what are the requirements?
What difference is it that we've shown him?
Shahaya bochias, lafuki chita achas shel isa. So chita achas shel isa is taken from where? It's from taken from the Mishnah and Rakas, right? There's machlok tanoim where that chita achas, right? But we don't paskin that way. So why should a grape be called the birya?
Well, we don't.
So,
well, the rush doesn't pass. The rush doesn't have that. He says that's machlok rishon. If we pass him like that. Maybe Tosis taking a side in that machlokas that the only requirement the rush brings is michalik in shmolov. He says that gemara is only like the other.
Because it says in Shulchanach, I mean that halacha birya, is it quoted in Shulchanach?
Which yes, machias, yeah, perhaps.
Here,
but
the
Shulchan Aruch does. No. I'm talking about brachas that you make a bracha chrona. Right? So, it's because it's. I'm not sure if it's in the Shulchan Aruch or the Mishabur. So, people say you have to be. Should be careful.
Not to eat a whole grape.
Not to eat a whole grape, because then maybe you get involved in the suffix where you have to make a bracha chrona. Somebody told me. Actually, one who told me this was Rani Greenwood, Olav Hashalom's brother, said that he was with Rabban on a plane. And they had grapes or whatever it was, and Rabban made sure that he should eat a shear, a kazayas, not to get involved in the suffix about whether you make a bracha chana on a birya, right, on a grape. This, I don't remember, what's his...
Rav Yaakov Greenwald is close with he wrote like, it's his drachas, so he's close with the statement of that one.
It could be. I don't know. It's you know, it's Ronnie Greenwood's brother. I can't remember his name right now. I'm not sure if that's the same one. But anyhow, he's telling me that's the story topic.
Being like peanuts, right?
That's correct. Right. Not definitely grapes, obviously, right? Because actually, peanuts, is, you know, I think the Mogen Avraham has a suffix where the peas in a pod is that a birya? Each of the, you know, each of the peas. So a peanut would be the same thing. Is that right? But you see, he assumes that we'd say birya. So the point I wanted to make is this. So I heard from the Rav. He said the suffix. How would you interpret that suffix in Tosis? Whether you say birya, Tosis appears in a few places. It's in Brachos. It's also in Sukkot, if I'm not mistaken, right? So
what's the Tosis?
If you eat one grape, right? Is that called the birya for Bracha Chorinim?
Isn't that based on the Gemara there? Not based on our sugya. Isn't the Gemara Brachos talk about
Birya?
Rabbi Yochanan? I'm saying, how do we know the Shaila is based on...
What's
the
Gemara
Brachos? I think it's about Rabbi Yochanan
with the degree. Yeah, but offhand it's based on the Loch of Birya. Tosis relates it to Birya there.
I'm saying it relates it to Birya of Bithol, and...
I mean, that's the Lach of Birya, but why... You have your computers here?
The computer
Chem. No?
The computer Chem.
Oh. Computer Chem stay. Computer's not here. All right. This is what I was thinking about, just in terms of, and not to answer that question. Somebody asked this question, by the way. I want to answer. Somebody told me, who was it who asked this question? Maybe it's some cipher. Somebody's, you know, Harry and Shtel, those are two different periods. But I once heard this Chakir, I think, from Baal Lichtenstein, Zichron Levracha. He said, and I thought it may depend on this Shaila here. What's the halacha of birya that you're chayiv by nabala? Is the pshat when you eat a nabala that it's choshev like a gzayis? Or the halacha is that if it's birya, it's choshev and therefore you don't need a gzayis? Is it mashlim for gzayis birya? Or the halacha is that you don't need gzayis? L'may nafkamina. So the nafkamina may be for brachach. Then the nafkamina is, I'm not sure if you said all of this, what's the halacha that you eat when you bench on a kazayas? Like midrabanan, we pass in midrabanan, right? Rabbi holds it to derisa on a kazayas, we pass in you need sphia to bench, right? So what does kazayas represent? Is kazayas, because kazayas is the shir achil and kol tarkula, and it's midrabanan, you don't need sphia, all you need is what? Kazayas. Or is the halacha of kazayas, or is the halacha of kazayas midrabanan, a shir and sphia also? You know, the Torah says, v'yachaltav sevata v'erachta. So it's midrabanan, but when they say, we make a bracha achrona, or you bench on a kazayas, they dispense with for sevata? Or no, they said that kazayas, instead of requiring, let's say, whatever the shir, you know, let's say it's kaveitza, whatever the shir sphia is, or more, right? That
it's
hard to say it's a sheer and sphere. I mean, you could eat a little.
You're not really so
there
from a little
gazayas. That's why it's a sheer in it. It's, you know, it's, you don't have to be, you know, completely full. It's enough if you're
enough,
a gazayas, right?
Enough.
It's considered enough sphere, you know, that you've enjoyed it enough, right? So if you say the gazayas is also a sheer and sphere, L'chayim birya wouldn't substitute for that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a lochav, all that's required is achila. Minchas Chinuch talks about is there actual halacha? Let's say a person was saveya, but there was no achila. How did that happen?
No.
Let's say he ate it. Well, intravenous, I don't think it's anything. Mm-hmm. But let's say it was shaloka derech achila, something like that.
Preventing a paper towel.
Right. Or, you know, would or let's say, let's say he ate it pochus, because she keeps eating, right? It's not pechte achila. Would that, but there was svi at the end. Would So, I mean, after all, the Torah does say v'achalta, so the, anyway, Minchas Chinuch, I think, talks about that, no? But I'm...
Well, that's a great question.
Or the other question, let's just, what about Birya? Here we have Birya, like, Isur, right? What about Birya as relates to mitzvahs? So Kiva Eger has a discussion by Mora that it, let's say for Mora we hold that you need a kazayas, correct? Let's say he ate the Mora and it's a Birya of Mora. Because Kiva Eger has assumes that you'd be yoitzer with the Birya. He has discussion about the Mora where the Shroshim are part of the, you know, what's the Birya of Mora? Let's say you ate whatever the Mora is, you know, how much of it is the Birya? You take chren, you know. So, you know, that may, I'm not sure, you know, because there, I don't think there's no halach of sphere.
Vinegar says you're yotze if you eat whatever the okay. Area would be.
But right, he assumes that you would be yotze.
You would be
yotze, of course, all those things come back to this. You don't have. You know, Pirish Neshama, you don't have, you know, Yeshlochius and things like that. That standard that, you know, Kiveg is bowing, I guess, to Toysis about eating a grape. The Rav thought it was a different shot. The Rav thought, by the way, but the Magen Avraham is clearly not that way. The Rav assumed that that Toysis Shaila about Birya is only. It's only it's only by grapes or the Shiva Saminim. Because he said Birya means that there's a Haloshem, that the Torah defined this is the Heftad Yisura. Like, you know, as opposed to Chalev, it's not it's there's no
unit.
There's no organic unit, right? Right? So, and it could be even if you eat a whole animal, right? That's what Chaim talks about. I think we spoke about, right? The Chaim talks about the ram holds over by the bird, right? So you see the ram holds that says Allah Habiria by Nevela, which Toysa says there isn't. Rashi's there isn't, right? But so he said he thought it was like because the Shiva Saminim, the Torah defines what the min is, right?
That's similar to what?
But if you would eat a pea. Or a peanut, that the Rav thought that's not a Birya. But you see from that Magen Avraham I quoted, not that, because the Magen Avraham is Masupik, whether the P is the Birya, is the Pa the Birya, but it's not one of the Shiva Saminim, so it's not like the Rav.
That's what Shmuel was saying before, the rush, because she does, and right. Talayim, like things that are said in the Pesukim. Like, for example, in the Mala, the reason why it's a Birya is because the Pesuk says you get Malkus for it. And, right, and the Pesuk is Magdir, that it's like something that's Choshev Klafei Dinim, right? That's why you get Malkus, and that's why it's a Birya.
Right.
The Pesuk is Magdir, you know, Gefen, that's something that's Choshev, so then it would be a Birya.
Yeah, the Rush goes as far as to say that by Teva, let's say, doesn't tell you, the Pesuk doesn't say, you know, don't eat the chitin. But theoretically, if it were to say that,
then that would be a burial. Right, correct.
So most, usually we just assume that that's, for some reason, there's some schmitz zushtel between Malkus and here. But it could be that it's not really to do with the onesh, it's to do with the fact that the Pasuk, you know, tries on it. Yeah.
And it's the way the Torah defines it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. The Torah is Nikra Al of Shein or whatever.
Okay. Okay, let's continue now. I mean, when he says he excluded chita, it says, Elkin who dovish yeshko chiyus la fuke chita achas sel isa. Right? So the shach says, afish yasu mitchils piyosa kigon shel kilayim. Oh, by the way, I wanted to get back to what I said, just because I read Kilayim, just remind me to something I wanted to say. What I told you about Hanukkah, you know, the Teretz and Mechaba.
Whose Teretz?
My Teretz.
Oh, yeah.
The base of labor will have to take care of himself. Yeah. But so that's not the thing I wanted to mention. So what I was saying was that if there's a mitzvasa, so then the halacha is don't be mevatel adrabim mekayim mitzvasa, and osel medu b'fneyatzma means mitzvasa's besveifa. That's what I meant. Not huxel mitzvasa. Right? So therefore, why be mevatel? Be mekayim the mitzvah now, because now there's a mitzvah to burn it, right? Like al psula mekdoshim. So I was thinking, you know, we know that truma is bottle b'meya, right? Right? And kilayim and ola is b'masayim. Why is it that there are bigger numbers for them? So I was thinking that maybe the reason is by truma. There's a mitzvah. If it's truma tohor, it should be nechel kohanim. If it's truma tmeya, it's besveifa, right? So why be so? Chazal was saying, why be mevatel it? Be mekayim. So therefore, they made the shear high. So if it's just mixed b'shishim, it's lost, right? But here, on the contrary, you're saving the mitzvasa. I mean, but you can't do it forever. What you can do, right? We're saving the mitzvasa so that you can either besveifa if it's tmeya, right? And all and kilayim also. What's mitzvah of all and kilayim? Sveifa. By for her layet, if the sveifa is nasis mitzvah, that's mutabanor. So you see that there's a kiyum sveifa. So maybe that's why they made a bigger shear in these cases, so that you show that you can still salvage, so to speak, the mitzvah. I mean, this would assume that if something is batal b'shishim, the truma. If I would eat it afterwards, I would still be mekayim mitzvasa. So he has a discussion about this. I think.
What?
Let's say Torah or Tmei, right? Would I still be mekayim? The coin has. There was truma that was mixed in his bottle. Yeah. Is he still mekayim mitzvasa if he would eat it? There's bittel. Destroy the truma, it's no longer truma, just so it's a matir. So that's I saw that he has a discussion about this. It's a footnote. I think it's the son of the Nodi Behuda, one of the truth. That's where I saw it. I wrote this up once, I think it's in one of my svarim, and I think in the first Gan Shoshana, I think. I'm not sure.
And does it relate to the Lachana about the pitals, you know, just the like.
Right, it's command the Isa, Ogimi Kinega, the Tiba Se Isa, the this and that. Bang.
Because you're suggesting it's still sort of there, potentially, even if there's shisha, maybe you're still doing kind of maybe.
Right, not just potentially, it's there, just as mutter, right. Mm-hmm.
Is the shear by truma and orla, is that a shear in bittel, or it's a shear that the rabbanu were just goes there, meaning.
No, it's certainly only for rabbanu.
Right, but I'm saying the seal, obviously there's no time or anything like that, it's just. So if it's. Like we said with the
Ramah
and the Shach, what's the
bittel?
Meaning,
what did
the
Ramah? Is after the bittel is a command, the Isa command, the lesser.
Right.
Correct. So we're going to talk about that later on as we get to it in terms of like Davashesh Matirin. Like why be mevatel? It's not bottle. Yeah, but it is bottle. You know.
Right.
We're going to talk about that. Okay. Tavashu biryash nispashal im haheta im enu makir hakol osa v'harote benoisin tam v'im makiro zoko v'acherim v'harote tzoch shihei behem shishim kinegdo chutz megidah noshish ein tamo osa because the ein beginim benoisin tam fine avos shamno osa. The Enunika Tzorach Gam Kain Shishim Kinegdo. Deva Shal Malach Shanafel Sham Biri Venevda Osu Hakol Yerokos Mevushalos Din Nimtzu Behem Gimel Toloim Hayerokos Asurim Avamish Umeha Shlokos Mesananim Umutarim V'chein Habasi Rechatzenev Yevtenev Umutar. Okay. Should we start with Tichu Liskavet? I don't know, your schedule.
I have a chasana, a bunch of us,
and
I have
to
marry for soon, I think.
Oh, okay. So stop here. I'll just tell you something on the pasture, something quick. You know, the Gemara says in Pesachim, in this week's pasture, or last week's pasture, Yaakov's name is changed after his battle with the Malach. Kisarisa to Yisrael. Kisarisa Mishlim Vainashe Vetuchal. So, you know, you're familiar with the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu on his deathbed, the Shvatim around him, and he wants to make sure that they're going to go in the Derech of Avram Avinu, and Shemidofi Yeshbuchem, then they respond to him. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Namely, Shema Yisrael speaking to Yisrael, to their father, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And he thereupon responds, Lo Shem Kavo Machusin Ved. So what's strange on that Gemara is, how is it that the Shvatim refer to their father by his name? Right? He was Avraham, you know, call your father by his name. So what I thought was this, you see from there, that Yaakov's name remains Yaakov. Yisrael is like his regal name, you know, like a person when some kings, when they become king, their name changes, or by popes, they get a change of name, which represents their elevated, exalted status.
That's
a common term for them,
like that.
Right. So therefore, that's their regal name. You know, it's not. It's like saying Moriv Rabbi, right? So I just want to prove this, because the Rabbeinu Nissim going says, why is it we know that Kol HaKorei Avram over Be'aseh, right? So Avram's name was changed, and you're not allowed to refer to him in his old name. And Yaakovina's name changed. I'm going to get right. So the Nissim asked this question. Avram's name is changed, Yaakov's name is changed. But Yitzhak's name is never changed. Right? Yitzhak's name is Yitzhak. So he answers because Yitzhak's name was given to by Kodesh Baruch Hu before he's been, right? When it says you should call Del Sa, you should. Right? Because of Yitzhak. So I thought, the whole question is very strange. Because Avram's name has changed and Yaakov's name has changed. Mehechi takes it therefore. What's the question say? Why should Yitzhak's name be changed? He has to give an answer because Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him that name. Why should he change his name? So the answer is, you see that the change in name from Avram to Avraham and Yaakov to Yitzhak, Yaakov to Yisrael, it shows his part of being an Av, his new, you know, in terms of his role, Avram Naz Avram Goyim, right? Yaakov is going to do battle, you know, even with angels. So they're asking, so what about Yitzhak? He's also one of the Avos. So he says, no, that the name Yitzhak was given by Kodesh Baruch Hu, so that itself determines, right? But otherwise the question doesn't make sense. So I have a raya to this, a very good raya from the Medrash. The Medrash says, and the Chinuch actually quotes this, if you look in the Mitzvah, Lo Sikzom, he says, Avram Nikra Yisrael, Yitzhak Nikra Yisrael, and Yaakov Nikra Yisrael. Avram Nikra, how the name Yisrael relates to each of them. If it was his personal name changed from Yaakov to Yisrael, why would we think that Avram Avinu's name should also somehow have a reference to Yisrael, right? And the Chinuch quotes this Medrash. I didn't know the Chinuch quoting it, but he called me the other day. He told me the Chinuch, Beli Chaim Swerdlov. The Chinuch says, in the East of Kishuv, by the East of Lo Sikzom, it says, you know, he says basically the East of is because all of, you know, there's a natural order. Kishuv and all these things try to change the natural order. But you Jews, you're not subject to the natural order. You're above that. Kisamisa, right? You fought with angels. You've changed, they're all subject to you. You know, the Jewish destiny is meta-natural. Anyhow, that's the Heyor.
I don't understand again about the Heter.
Why it's bottle?
Yeah, when we say Heter is not bottle, when we say here, it's our